rides. Anybody wants to go home, can go home. I haven't got anything that's current. Just swimming. That won't stay over to you. I can't do it now, yeah? Yeah, but I can't do it unprepared. I don't know if it's the clown unprepared. But I'll share with you what I think was the most interesting Dvar Torah that I learnt over the Yom Noroim. Okay, that I came across over the Yom Noroim. As I said, you want to listen to it, you can if you want to go home. It's not current, it's not in Yom Noroim. It's not a halachic topic of the currently. But yeah, I thought it was very, very interesting. Okay, so there's a halacha which I think one of the speakers mentioned, which is that in Parshas Ha'azinu, you've got the Shira. And the Shira is in two columns, and that's from the beginning until Shishi. And it's the only Sedra in which Chazal say, and Rashi brings it down, that you can't make any hoisophos in the first six aliyas, and the stops are compulsory. So the first one is Ha'azinu, the next one starts out Zechoyim Hoisoylom, the next one is Yakiveh Albom Asoretz, Ve'ah Hashem Vayinotz, Kiyodin Hashem Amoy, etc. There are six stops, and you're not allowed to stop anywhere else. It is possible, you can move them around. There are one or two Shinuim, but the letters are the same. And the remez to it is, yeah, Haziv Loch. Hey, Zayin, Yud, Vov, and then Lamed Chof. Haziv Loch, which literally means the brightness or the shining is to you, which doesn't actually have a meaning. And it's very interesting that in the Matei Ephraim, the Matei Ephraim is Halacha Sefer, and the Matei Ephraim brings down Halachas, and the Pirush on the Matei Ephraim, there is Elef Hamogen, there's various Pirushim on the Matei Ephraim, one of them is called the Ketea Mata, and it's all about Halacha. And on the first Halacha of Hilchas Chag HaSukkos, and the first halach of Hilchas Chag HaSukkos is the Shabbos before Sukkos, which is usually Sedra Hazinu. Yeah, he brings this down, and then in the Ketzei HaMateh, instead of explaining the halachic background to it, he's got like three columns, a whole long piece on the Svora behind these stops and where they come from, etc. It's actually very interesting. He brings down as follows, and Rashi brings it down. It's a Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Gimel. It says that on the last Shabbos, the last Shabbos of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. On the last Shabbos of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, it was Parshas Ha'azinu. And it says there, Rashi brings down, if I have a look at the, what's called, Rashi says as follows. The Gemara says, Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Gimel, that says, Shabbos shel Deyuzgi Ha'isa. It was a Shabbos of Deyuzgi. Deyuzgi is Dalet Yud Vov, Zayin Gimel, Zayin Gimel Yud, which is a funny word. The Gemara comes up with this word, Yuzgi. Yeah, Hoiso. Nitla Rashus Mizeh, V'nitno Lozeh. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Rashus to Yehoshua. This was the first time that Yehoshua was acting as a leader. Moshe Rabbeinu was handing over the reins, that Shabbos, from himself to Yehoshua. As long as he was alive, he was still Moshe Rabbeinu. But from now onwards, Yehoshua wasn't the Talmud. Yehoshua was the leader in waiting, if you like. He was there. V'nit lo zeh. Hemid loy Moshe maturgaman, Yehoshua, shei dorish b'chayov. Moshe Rabbeinu gave Yehoshua the first opportunity to speak publicly with a maturgamon. They used to speak always with a maturgamon because maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have such a loud voice, so they'd have somebody else. So the way that they all spoke, and the Gemara brings down many times that many of the Chachomim who gave Shurim also did the same thing. The Rebbe spoke, he said a few words, and then the maturgamon used to repeat the words. Yes, I remember that the Sasov Rebbe Zecharin Avrocha used to speak on Yom Kippur. He used to speak before Ne'ilah. And before Ne'ilah, he used to go over to the Mechitza and used to speak in Yiddish, but he wanted to address his words to the ladies as well. They should give Divrei Chizuk before Ne'ilah to the ladies as well. So what they used to do is the Rebbe used to speak in Yiddish. The Rebbe used to speak in Yiddish, and Eli Feingold stood next to him. And like after every couple of sentences, the Rebbe stopped, and Eli said it in English, but Eli translated it in pure sort of the words, like, you know, the Rebbe would say something like, you know, Medafta Manand and the Shumas for the Nefturim, yeah, and he would say the Rebbe is saying that one has to remember the souls of our dear departed. You know, it was very, very sort of flowery language. We had a teacher in Hasmonean It was the Israeli who came and he learnt all his English from the King James the Sixth version of the Bible, I think. You know? There was a boy in my class, Harris, who was a troublemaker. Yeah. I don't think related, yeah. And he used to say, Harris, I remember him, he says, if you will not behave, he says, then I will descend upon you. He said, I will descend upon you, he said, and I will not be afraid to shed your blood. So a couple of Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, talking about shedding blood, yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Maturgamon, and now Yehoshua was also given a Maturgamon and also given an opportunity to speak. And there are all sorts of the Mefarshim discuss it on the Gemara in Sotah Daf Yud Gimel, which is where it comes from, as to exactly how it worked. Did Moshe Rabbeinu speak first, and then Yeshua spoke afterwards? Did they take turns? Did Moshe Rabbeinu speak in the morning, Yeshua in the afternoon? Was it one at night, one in the morning, etc.? That's okay, but the question is, where does this word diuzgi come from? This funny word, Shabbos shel diuzgi. V'loma korea kan hoishea, the other kasha was, it says, who v'hoishea bin nun? And the question is, his name was Vayikra Moshe Lohoshea bin Nun Yehoshua, already in Parsha Shlach Lecha. And he's called Yehoshua many, many times in the Torah, from Parsha Shlach Lecha onwards, referred to as Yehoshua. And here it says, who, Vehoshea bin Nun. Rashi asks the Kasha, why was he called Hoshea? Shlo zocha da'ate olof, that he did not become vain, he did not become proud, when he was given covet, that he was alongside Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was speaking as well, in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, with a Maturgamon. Shenit eloi gedulo, hishpil atzmoi kasher mitchilosoi. In other words, he went back to being, you know, your regular Hoshea, if you like. It didn't make a big difference. Now, where does the word diuski come from? So he says, Loshen diuski is composed of two words. There's a kefa loshen hu. It's the Shabbos of pairs, or the Shabbos of two. The Shabbos of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua. Yeah? He says, dioi is in Greek. One of them is Greek and one of them is Arab. He says, be careful, Pir shel dioi bezug, yeah, have a shnia, zug hu targum bavli. Zug is a couple. Yeah, we know that, right? A zug is a couple, a married couple are called a zug, or a pair of anything is called zug. The Gemara speaks about being makrid not to do things in pairs. Zugois, yeah. The udyoi hu loshen yevoni, and dioi is, you recognize the word? Duo.
Duo.
Duo, yes. The duo is loshen levoni. So you've got the Shabbos of diuzgi. So du is the Greek word of duo. Yeah, it was the great duo, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua. And thing like Tzorach Bio, he says, but why do you need to say the Shabbos of dioi and zug? Yeah, diuzgi, we say. Why do I need dioi and zug? Why do I need to say it's the Shabbos of pair and pair? Of two and two. Yeah, there weren't two and two. There was one and one who were a pair. Now that's his kasha. So he says as follows. Oh, sorry.
Maturgamon had translate.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, that would be Rashi's pshat. That the two pairs were Moshe Rabbeinu and his Maturgamon, and Yehoshua and his Maturgamon. Yeah, but then again, why change from dioi to zugi? Then call it zugzug or dioi dioi.
One's saying Hebrew, one's saying Hebrew.
One is in Greek, and one's in English, one's a translation. Okay, fine.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu didn't speak. He didn't need his
name. Yeah. So he says as follows. He says that the Oyev Yisrael brings down. He says that the Gemara that the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel on Vayikra Moshe Li Yehoshua Ben Nun Yehoshua. That before he went out as a spy into Eretz Yisrael, the Targum brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu changed his name from Hoshea to Yehoshua. So there's a famous Targum that says, Katchoma Moshe Am Vasonusoi, Kora Loshea Ben Nun Yehoshua. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Anivus of Yehoshua, Yehoshua was a Na Loyomosh B'toychoehel, he was the faithful servant of Moshe Rabbeinu all his life, and he was Mavatl himself completely. Now that he was going out on his own, he wasn't in the presence of Yehoshua, so now he was in danger. He was in danger from the Atzas Meraglim that maybe, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid for him. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu that he said they saw that he was such an onof, therefore he had the yud. Yeah? And he says, and that's Pshat Benosato Mehoitcho Olof. So he said as follows. He said, where did you get the yud from? I'm saying this piece over, I'm not prepared to do so. I knew it very well over Yontif, but now I'm trying to remember it, yeah, as we're going along. So he said as follows. He said that the yud came from, yeah, in other words, in order to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, yeah, it says, V'ish Moshe onav moed, mekoil odom asher al-pnei adama. That was one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Moshe Rabbeinu, was because he was an onav. Yeah, when Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, go down to Mitzrayim and take the Bnei Yisrael out. And he said, me or Noichi, and I can't go, and I'm Kvat Peh. And he negotiated with the Rabbeinu Shalom for a week until the Rabbeinu Shalom got annoyed with him. Yeah, by Yichaf Hashem b'Moshe, and he said, you've got to go. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the onof, therefore he was suitable to become the leader. Said Yeshua was also the onof, and therefore he too was suitable to become the leader. He says Moshe Rabbeinu. It's in the pasuk. It says Voish Moshe onof moed mikol adam asher al pnei adama, and in the Torah onof is written ayin nun vov. It's not written as it should be written ayin nun yud vov. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to write about himself that he was an onov. So he said to Rabbi, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu dictated to him the Torah and said, "Vish Moshe onov ma'oid," he said, "I'm not going to write that about myself. Yeah, that sounds like I'm a balgaiva. Yeah, to write a praise about myself." Yeah, negotiated with Rabbeinu Shlom. In the end, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote onov ma'oid ein nun vov. He said he had. Yeah. So now says the Aptarov. Says he had spare ink. He had some spare ink, a yud's worth of spare ink, and that is the yud of onof, to which he gave to Yehoshua. And what's the Hebrew word for ink? Dyoi. Right. So our word, our English word. So we're getting a little bit closer to our diuzgi, right? That on the Shabbos when Moshe Rabbeinu is handing over authority or giving authority to Yehoshua for the first time, there is a risk now that the yud of onof, right, which he had given to Yehoshua, yeah. Now it says that when Yehoshua is darshaning for the first time as the leader in waiting, then it says who v'hoishea ben nun. Right, because the yud there, right? So again, we're taking away the dyoi, the ink of the yud, is being taken away in order to show that he's not in any way, right? In the same way that we take the word onof, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes out the yud in order to show I'm not being proud and I'm not describing myself as an onof, which is a praise for myself. It's who I did now, right? The Torah says on this occasion, when Moshe Rabbeinu is handing over to Yehoshua, and Yehoshua has the opportunity to become a Baal Gaiva, because he was an onof till now, and he's got the yud, now we're taking away the yud again. We're removing the yud, and he's going back to being Oshea, which is what Rashi says, that although he was Oile Legedula, and he was now officially introduced to Klal Yisrael as the leader-in-waiting, nevertheless, and that is the Dioi. The Shabbos of Dioi Zugi, he says, that the Dioi was the ink that Moshe Rabbeinu had spared from Onof, and he'd given it to Yehoshua, is now gone away again. Yeah, is now removed from Yehoshua, if you like. The Torah is telling us that this element that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Yehoshua was, as Rashi says, that Yehoshua, despite the fact that he was Oile Ligdullah, nevertheless he remained. He was back to being an onov without a yud, like being a Hoshea without being a Yehoshua. Yeah.
What's the
zugi? So then he says that. So the zugi, he says as follows. No, he says something else as well. He says that I'm not well enough prepared in order to tell you. But he says that the Moshe Rabbeinu had a shining face. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu had, yeah, it says that he had the karnei hoit, the koran opene Moshe, yeah, and he said that the shining face is something that happens to somebody who is a non-of. Yeah? And he brings rise for it. He speaks about the karnei hoit megoidel. He says, shoy roye gamkein le karnei hoit megoidel am vesunusoi, Why? Because Shagam Moshe Ba'atzma Lozoka Lekane Hoyt Rak Alidei Anovo. Right? So he says that that's why in the Shabbos of Ha'azinu, right, we say, in other words, what we're saying is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoche Tekane Hoyt of Kikoran Oponov because he was an Onov. And he was a leader, and despite the fact that he was a leader, he was a non-of. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon him this karnehoid, this koranoi ponov, as a schus. Now Yehoshua was also zoicha to that same karnehoid, because he was becoming a leader, and he was demonstrating nevertheless that although I'm becoming a leader, and I've been presented to Klal Yisrael, and I can speak alongside Moshe, nevertheless, I'm a non-of, I remain a non-of. Therefore, he was also zoicha to the same Koran Oyponov as Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. So therefore, he says that that's pshat. Why do we stop dafka at those six? At those six stops, because it means haziv shaloch, means the shining. Yeah. Mleim ziv umafikim noiga. We speak about the word ziv means a shining. It means a light. It means something that is shining. So therefore, we said with Tafka, it was Parshas Hazinu when Moshe Rabbeinu handed over to Yehoshua, and it was then that Yehoshua demonstrated that despite the fact he was Oli Ligdulo, he nevertheless was not becoming a Baal Gaiva. Therefore, he was Zoicha to Kikoran Oponov, the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, in Parshas Hazinu of that Shabbos, we stopped Tafka at those six stops, which gives us the Rosh Tevis, which make Haziv Shaloch. That you, Yehoshua, was Zoicha, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipnei Anovo, to Kikoran Oponov.
Good.